Finally, a buyer emerged in the person of Ivano Beggio, the owner of Aprilia, the second largest maker of motorcycles in Europe. "Ivano Beggio is the new spiritual custodian of Palazzo Barbaro," crowed Ralph Curtis. Patricia was depressed. Daniel was angry. After the Beggio deal was done, I encountered Daniel again as he was walking over the Accademia Bridge with his girlfriend. He invited me to join them in his apartment in the Barbaro for a glass of wine. High up in the Baroque side of the palace, the apartment had windows running the length of its western wall, admitting a bright, warm afternoon sun. Daniel poured two glasses of white wine while his girlfriend made a cup of tea for herself. "When the piano nobile was sold," he said, "I tell you, I felt so bad, because I grew up in this house. It was at a time when we still had gondoliers and when my grandfather was still alive. Sometimes I dream of the cuddles and the love that my grandfather transmitted to me when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, because I still carry them inside me, together with the smell of whiskey that always came out with his words as he was telling me enchanting stories at night about fishermen and sailors." Daniel spoke fluent, heavily accented English. His father, a Venetian named Gianni Pellegrini, was Patricia Curtis's first husband. They were divorced when Daniel was 4. Daniel often used the surname Curtis. "When I was a teenager, I used to lie on the floor of the salone and look at the plaster figures on the ceiling, the stucchi. If I looked long enough, faces and masks would begin to emerge, sometimes ugly, sometimes smiling, but always fantastic and always in the same corner, particularly with the change of light, because the salone was filled with light. But best of all, when I was 18, I had the palace all to myself. My stepfather was very busy setting up a new business in Malaysia, so my mother had to go there frequently, and when she was away, I had the run of the palace. The maids cooked my meals, and there was a major domo living downstairs who was always drunk. He was called Giovanni, and he had a great many bottles of wine under his bed. As you can imagine, I had a lot of girlfriends who were attracted by the big house, and I became a bit of a playboy in those days." Just as Venetians had considered his mother to be the owner of the Barbaro, Daniel Curtis had been regarded as the heir apparent. To some degree, he shared that view. "Selling the house, selling the piano nobile, has been a trauma for my mother," he said. "She's the sort of person who, like me, even though she lives among millions of beautiful things, if by accident she breaks a single glass, she's devastated, you know? And for us, selling the piano nobile was like breaking every beautiful thing in the house.